Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple has been developing chips to run artificial intelligence software in data centers. Project ACDC, or Apple Chips and Data Center, has been in the works for several years, but there is no clear timeline according to people familiar with the matter, and it is unclear if the efforts have yielded any positive results. Apple has partnered with chipmaker TSMC on the chip's design and production, which will likely be focused on inference, the process that trained machine learning models use to draw conclusions from brand new data. Apple CEO Tim Cook said in February that the company was investing significantly in AI and that an AI-related announcement is coming later this year, presumably at WWDC next month. The personal information of an unknown number of currently serving and past UK military personnel has been accessed in a significant data breach that targeted a payroll system used by the Ministry of Defense, which includes names and bank details. Defense Secretary Grant Shapps is expected to set out a multi-point plan in response, including action to protect affected servicemen and women. The data described as personal HMRC-style information relates to current and former members of the Royal Navy, Army, and Royal Air Force over several years. The affected system, which has been taken offline, was managed by an external contractor, and no operational Ministry of Defense information was obtained. OpenAI is launching a new tool that says can detect whether an image was created using the company's text-to-image generator, DALL-E 3, with up to 98% accuracy if an image isn't altered. When images are screenshot or cropped, the tool is slightly less successful, but can still often make an accurate identification. OpenAI has been testing its classification tool internally for months, and it doesn't rely on watermarks. Images created with rival AI image generators can confuse the system, and changing the hue on images can also lead to a substantial decline in performance. The tool incorrectly flags non-AI generated images as produced by DALL-E 3 about 0.5% of the time. Amazon has launched an online shopping service in South Africa, offering shoppers a selection of local and international brands across 20 different product categories, such as consumer electronics, home, and small kitchen appliances. Amazon.co.za will offer same-day and next-day delivery with more than 3,000 pickup points and offer shoppers free delivery on first orders. Subsequent orders above $27 will also be free. Building a strong relationship with South African brands and businesses is incredibly important to us. We want Amazon.co.za to be a place where they can reach millions of customers, said Robert Cohen, managing director of Amazon Sub-Saharan Africa. In a post on X, Nintendo said it will announce the successor to the Nintendo Switch this fiscal year, which ends in March of 2025. But there would be no details about the new console at the upcoming Nintendo Direct event in June. With the new console in the works, Nintendo aims to capitalize on interest in its famous characters and revive sales in its hardware business. The company expects to sell 13.5 million consoles in the fiscal year ending March of 2025. Thanks to a deal with Uber Eats, grocery delivery service Instacart is expanding into takeout. In the coming weeks, Instacart will add a new feature for restaurant delivery with the back-end mechanics powered by Uber. Restaurant listings, transactions, and delivery will all be taken care of by Uber Eats through the Instacart's website or mobile app. Financial details of the deal have not been shared, but an Uber spokesperson said prices would not change for customers, nor would couriers see smaller payouts. Amazon announced in April that it would be closing its Prime Air drone delivery program in Lockford, California, and opening up a location in Tolleson, Arizona. But it turns out that the hexacopters Amazon uses can't operate above 104 degrees Fahrenheit. High temperatures in the city just outside of Phoenix average above 104 degrees for 3 months out of the year. And because Prime Air doesn't operate at night, delivery windows would be limited to just a few hours per day during the hottest months. Microsoft has created a new generative AI model completely air-gapped from the internet so that U.S. intelligence agencies can safely harness the powerful technology to analyze top-secret information. The CIA last year launched a ChatGPT-like service at unclassified levels, but the community wanted something capable of dealing with far more sensitive data. This is the first time we've ever had an isolated version, and it's on a special network that's only accessible by the U.S. government, said William Chapel, Microsoft's Chief Technology Officer for Strategic Missions and Technology. And finally, at its Let Loose iPad event on Tuesday, Apple unveiled new iPad Pros with OLED displays and the thinnest design ever. Both the 11 and 13-inch models skip the M3 chip, moving to their own M4 silicone. Apple says the CPU is 50% faster than the M2 and can deliver the same performance as the M2 using just half the power. The iPad Air also received an update and a new bigger size. Both the 11 and new 13-inch models sport an M2 processor, and front-facing cameras have been moved to the horizontal bezel. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend and check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.